BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello and welcome to the Scott Mills podcast. I am Dev and I've been covering some of Scott's show this week because he is off preparing for Strictly Come Dancing. So it's going to be a short one today. As usual, I caught up with Scott to find out how rehearsals were going, what kind of outfits they were making him squeeze into, and all was going really well, up until the point that he set me the challenge to have a chat with Frankie from the Saturdays using the speech jammer. I may have made myself look like even more of an idiot than usual. Here's what happened.
BBC
Radio 1.
Jason Derulo, Royal Blood on the way. Dev in for Scott Mills today. That is because Scott is currently rehearsing for his first appearance on Strictly Come Dancing, which is on your tellies this Sunday. So, Scott, you're in your dressing room, right?
I am, yes. I'm in my dressing room at the moment.
Right. In my mind, you're sat there in like a dressing gown, sort of like reading gossip mags or something like that, with a big mug of tea. What are you doing?
That did actually happen. Without the tea, I had a coffee, but I was in a dressing gown about 10 minutes ago. So, correct.
So, now?
As you speak to me, think about it, I'm just wearing a baby grow.
You're just wearing a baby grow, right.
I explained this on the show yesterday. So, when you're wearing a shirt on Strictly, even if you're a boy, they don't allow you to wear normal shirt. It looks like a normal shirt, right, on the top half, but in case it kind of comes untucked or ruffles up, apparently that looks bad. So what they do is they kind of attach some pants to the bottom of the shirt.
I see.
So then you have to step into the shirt. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Do you need help for somebody to sort of get you into it?
There was an outfit which I tried on yesterday, which I couldn't actually get off. Someone had to pull me out of it. But you kind of get used to that. And also what's been happening is there's quite a few quick changes that you have to make.
Right.
And there's no point you trying to help them because literally three people descend on you and take everything off. But then if you're like me, you're kind of like trying to undo the buttons for them. And they're like, no. If we do it, it'll be quicker. So you just have to stand there.
Just stand there. Let us undress you.
Yeah, but they do it in record quick time. It's quite incredible.
Is it a little bit like when they change the tyres in Formula One? Is it sort of like that going on, but with clothes?
Yes, because you only have a limited amount of time before you're back on the stage again or back on set. So, and obviously you need to be wearing a different outfit. So you've just got to let them do everything. Just stand there. It's brilliant.
Amazing. See, these are the kind of insights and behind the scenes action that's what we wanted to talk to you, Scott, to find out what really goes on the behind the scenes of Strictly. Giant baby grows and a Formula One changing style routine. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Also, I think they are filming episodes here today, the new series of episodes. So I think I've just seen Matt LeBlanc.
What?
Yeah. Just walking around.
Go and say hello.
No, I'm in a baby grow. Okay. I'm not going to go and say hello to Matt LeBlanc, am I?
Fair enough. So look, I'm looking after the show today. Is anything you want more of, less of?
More of you, please, Dev.
All right, okay, more of me. That's a done deal. I can do that.
And even more music, please.
Yeah, of course, even more music month. I could definitely do that.
Also, I've had another idea which you could do if you want.
All right, go on.
You know the speech jammer that we sometimes do on the show?
The one that makes you sound drunk and really weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that really makes your voice strange. I have left it all set up for you. So if you look, like, to the right of where you are now, there should be a button, and I've left it on there. It says speech jammer button.
Yeah, okay.
Right, press that, and in your ears, it'll make your voice sound really weird. It just gives you, like, a little delay in your headphones, which we don't hear. Only you hear that.
Okay.
It just makes you sound a little bit tipsy.
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hit the button. How about I read out the list of Strictly Come Dancing contestants?
Okay, press the button, right, and you'll see what I mean.
All right. Button engaged. Alison Hammond, Caroline Flack, Frankie Bridge, Greg Wallace, Jake Wood, Jennifer Gibney, Judy Murray, Mark Wright, Pixie Lott, Scott Mills, that's you, Simon Webb, Steve Backshaw, Sunita Sarkar, Tom Evans, and Tim Wannacott. Oh, I don't like it.
You see what I mean? It just affects your voice a little bit. And when you're having a conversation, it's even worse. So what I've got an idea, right? I am in the dressing room right next door to Frankie off of the Saturdays. So if you play a song now, And then I will, while you're playing the song, go and ask her if she fancies having a chat with Radio 1 about Strictly. And then engage the button, just press the speech jammer button and have a conversation like that. She'll think you're weird.
Oh, not Frankie. Off the Saturdays. Yeah. Can you not get Tim Winnicott on?
He's not here, I don't think, at the moment. And it's quite handy because she's right next door to me. So I'm going to ask her now if she fancies a chat about Strictly with Radio 1. Obviously, she doesn't know what's happening. And as soon as you speak to her, press the button that makes your voice go weird, OK?
All right.
BBC Radio 1.
So it's Dev in for Scott today. That is because this Sunday, Scott is going to have his first appearance on Strictly Come Dancing. He's still on the phone. So, Scott, we spoke to you a couple of minutes ago. You were in your dressing room down at Strictly Rehearsals, and you wanted to speak to Frankie from the Saturdays using a speech jammer, so I sound even weirder than usual.
Yeah, so she's right next door at the moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk out of my room, knock on her door, and ask if she fancies speaking to Radio 1. Okay. As soon as she answers, press the speech jammer button, right, which makes your voice weird, all right?
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going now. I'm going now. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Hello? Is it safe to come in? Okay. Do you mind having a quick chat? Just come in anymore. Here's Frankie, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Frankie. How are you? Hi. All right?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Yeah, not too bad. I just wanted to ask about how the rehearsals were going down at Strictly.
It's so good. It's we did our first group dance the other day.
Yeah.
And that was so nerve-wracking. I thought I'd be able to cope with the nerves, but God, literally the first time we did the first run through afterwards, I literally thought I was going to throw up.
Oh no. we've heard about some of the outfits they've put Scott in, and he's in a giant baby grow at the moment. Have they done that to you?
Our dresses they're all like all in ones. So that's a bit of a nightmare because they get you dressed really early. So you're in your costume, all done up. They sewed me into mine as well about 6 hours before we did the TV show. So everyone's running around needing the loo, not being able to get out of their costumes.
Oh, my goodness. Were you familiar with some of the dances before? Like the cha-cha-cha, could you waltz, count in threes?
Oh, I only know the cha-cha-cha, like the timing for the cha-cha-cha, and that's about it. That's about as far as my knowledge goes.
You find out who your partner is on Sunday's show. Are you hoping for a hot dancer or not?
No, I just want someone that's going to be fun. I don't want someone that's going to, tell me off all the time if I mess up or make me feel awkward. But I think they're all really nice, so I think I'm safe.
Which of your fellow celebrities would you like to rumba with?
To rumba with?
Yeah, who'd you want to rumba with?
Oh, I'd love to rumble with Tim. I love Tim. He's so cute.
Do you think I sound like I could be a good dancer, Frankie?
Yeah, because you seem to know your stuff. You knew the counts for the rumble or whatever one it was. I don't even know what it is, so you're doing better than I am.
Thank you. Do you think I sound a bit weird?
Slightly.
Yeah, I don't normally sound like this. What happened was Scott Mills made me put the speech jammer on my voice. It made me sound all drunk. I'm not weird, Frankie, I promise you. I'm not weird.
I've been so polite as well.
You were. You didn't even bring attention to it. You're a lovely person. Thank you, Frankie.
Oh, I'm so glad you told me that at the end.
Well, look, I know you've got lots of rehearsals and stuff and outfits to get into.
All right, bye.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hey, Scott.
All right.
Well, how polite was she, though? She didn't even say anything.
That's the thing, see, she's a nice girl.
Did she think that?
But she just said to me, what was wrong with his voice? I was like, oh, nothing.
He sounds like that all the time. He was on earlys for a long time, that's why he sounds like that.
I sounded like that for years afterwards.
Oh, she's so nice. She didn't mention it one time. She didn't say, you sound a bit weird, are you all right?
But she did think you sounded weird.
Right.
She just was too polite to say.
Brilliant, okay. Well, all I've got to do now is just add Frankie to the list of people I've just got to avoid for the rest of my life, and it's fine.
Exactly. Right, I'm wearing velvet now, so I've got to go.
Hang on, is it now velvet over a baby grow?
Yeah.
Right, that's almost too much to picture in my head right now. Scott, thank you very much for talking to us. We'll see you on Sunday, right?
Yes, on the official chart, and you'll see me on the telly
on 8 o'clock, BBC One Sunday night for the Strictly Come Dancing launch 2014.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Scott is back next week. I'm back on my usual show, Saturday and Sunday, 6 until 10 a.m. And don't forget to watch Scott's first stint on Strictly Come Dancing Sunday night, 8 o'clock on BBC One.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.